Good morning. Welcome. Reverend Steve Morris here. Thank you very much for listening. We're now August the 16th, it's great to have you here. The readings for August the 16th are Isaiah 56, 1 and 6 to 8, Romans 11, 1 to 25, and Matthew 15, 21 to 28. And it's the Matthew section that I'm going to be concentrating on. Leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from the vicinity came to him, crying out, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering terribly from demon possession." Jesus did not answer a word. So his disciples came to him and urged him, "Send her away, for she keeps crying out after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." The woman came and knelt before him. "Lord, help me," she said. He replied, "It's not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs." "Yes, Lord," she said, "but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered, "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted." And her daughter was healed from that very hour. You know, this one is, I've always found this one rather difficult, and I'll get to that in a moment. But I do think what it shows is Jesus facing a dilemma. If we accept the teaching that Jesus was 100% human, 100% God, then he would face some of the dilemmas that we face and would be flummoxed by them. You know, that made him the person that he was. Interestingly, Jesus is on the go again. And he meets up with a Canaanite woman. Canaanites were generally thought to be the enemies of the Jewish people. And she asks him to have mercy on her, because her daughter is so terribly ill with a mental illness. It's interesting, isn't it? It's this poor mother must be at her wit's end. And I think, you know, any of us who've got children know that when our children are ill, we would pretty much do anything for them to be well and for them to be happy. It's interesting, isn't it, that she just cannot really go on, I think. This is her last great chance. And like maybe any good parent, she's just not going to give in. She's not going to give in until she gets at least something that can give her some hope that her girl will be well again. It must have been terrifying for them all. Terrifying for the daughter, terrifying for the mum. I wish we had their names. You know, I always think that. We so often don't get the names of the women who occur in the Bible. It's a great, great shame, and I think I just wish we had, but we haven't. Jesus, confronted, as it were, with this situation, doesn't say anything. Now, I know that sometimes when you're in a spot, the best thing is to be quiet. It's not a good idea to fill everything up with chatter, especially if you're not quite sure what to do. That, I think, is why he's not saying anything. I think he's thinking. He's thinking, what do I do about this? This is quite a tricky situation. Interestingly, his disciples, his followers, have a rather blunt idea. Get rid of her. She's making a lot of noise. And, you know, that's what they suggested. But he, Jesus, doesn't like the idea that he's not going to get rid of her. He wants to talk to her first. He wants to treat her with the ultimate respect. And of course, for a rabbi to speak to a woman like this was really risky, was really something you wouldn't normally do. And he explains to her, he honours her with an explanation. He says, "My main focus here, there is so much to do, I could go everywhere, but my main focus while I'm here on earth is for the lost sheep of Israel." That's his main focus. He couldn't go to everyone. There wasn't enough of him to go round. The woman, though, won't stop. And she calls him Lord. "Lord, help me." She doesn't call him Healer, help me. She doesn't call him Rabbi, help me. She says, "Lord, help me." There's something that she has spotted in this moment that she suddenly knows she's in the presence of the living God. And I think it might be the look of compassion on Christ's face. The fact that he's giving her the time of day. The fact that he wants to discuss something with her. He tells her the dilemma. And I don't really like very much the language. It's not right to take the children's bread, he says, and toss it to the dogs. Well, you know, she's not a dog, is she? You know, she's not a dog. And I find that, I've always found that, and I'm going to leave that hanging in the air, friends, because I've always found that one a bit difficult. I have been told, of course, that actually we need to read it in the right way. And when he says at the end, woman, you have great faith, the actual translation is more like princess rather than woman. So I think that there was a gentleness, and it's all to do with the tone of voice. And maybe there was a little smile in his eye. Maybe it was a little way of using language to try and lighten the situation. I don't know. She's brilliant, though, isn't she? She says, even the dogs eat the crumbs. She takes his kind of metaphor and she runs with it. She takes his image and she twists it. She helps him to understand where she sits. And so I love this because it seems to me that this is an object lesson in how to deal with God. You know, God can seem so very, very big and we can seem so very, very small. But in this interaction, it says to me that God wants discussion. God's mind is not fixed. God is there. He's conditional. He's able to change his mind. And I think that's a real kind of, that to me is quite an encouragement. I love it as well because he doesn't send her away. I love it as well because he treats her like a fellow adult. And so today, I leave that with you. You know, we sometimes just can't somehow see Jesus on our own level. But here we have it. Here we have an example. And, you know, the next time I pray, I'm going to be quite happy to debate and to wonder and to ask. Amen.